Many people in the Rio Grande Valley today live in extreme poverty. About 34% of these households currently live in poverty, and 29% of these households earn less than $50,000 a year. The poverty rate in McAllen has increased over 11% in the past 4 years, impacting citizens that live in the area. The poverty issue has increased alarmingly and should be taken care of because most of the population is affected. Poverty affects all of us residents currently living in McAllen. This subject is critical to us all citizens because people are struggling to survive before our eyes, and so little is being done about it. In a recent study from an online article, a chart shows that income is the main factor that creates poverty. The chart also includes information based off poverty rates in females and males. Poverty is a growing problem due to the fact that education rates in McAllen are generally not high, and most people did not attend a college or a university. High-paying jobs don't typically take those with no diploma, creating a job difficulty-seeking atmosphere for those that did not have a complete education. This situation is McAllen's biggest controversy, and we should do what we can to help those in need since the percentage of poverty is so high. This matter is affecting everyone currently living in McAllen. The business community of McAllen should show importance to poverty because generally less products are being sold. When a majority of people live in poverty, businesses cannot flourish and remain successful since no one can afford to buy anything. This causes businesses to ultimately spiral down to shut down. Without customers in the area where poverty is common, any business will cease to exist because the lack of income is so great. The business community should care about the rising poverty matter because businesses depend on customers and money, and without money, they are nothing. Due to poverty being the leading cause to where many residents are being tamed in these faith-based environments, we as a society should be a helping hand in providing for the locals. Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley are working in reducing poverty in America. These charities provide a source for those families in crisis, as well as being strong believers in no human belonging without food, a shower, security, etc. In realization to this matter, we must grant these locals' wish and be there for them by volunteering and donating. In order to do so, we must contact the Humanitarian Respite Center and devote our time to clean and organize the facility for those who are missing comfort. This organization is restoring dignity and hope to whom is in need of it, and is truly changing those in crisis for the better. Poverty being the leading cause of families in crisis is the reason why society must do their part in order to help. For the sake of assisting one another, we can contact www.catholicchurches.com and donate any amount of money for those who need it. By doing this, our society would be much more stable by benefiting those in crisis. If we don't, then this crisis would be unstable with all of those stuck in poverty.